Hey friend, welcome to Milk and Honey with Lemon. The Bible says in Numbers 14:8, and if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. On this podcast, we talk about stepping into that overflow that God has for us by becoming those ultimate Proverbs 31 women. Hey, I'm Lemon. I am just like you, sister friend. I knew God had something more in store for me, but I couldn't see a way out of the laundry piles. And frankly, I resented that Proverbs 31 woman. How was I going to live up to the hype? That is until I found out how to really step into becoming this Proverbs 31 woman through leadership development. In this podcast, you're going to find financial freedom, leadership growth, and motivation so you'll be able to do all the things God has called you to do with ease and really step into that land of milk and honey. Welcome to the Milk and Honey podcast. I'm your host, Lemon Price. And first and foremost, I just have to apologize. I took a week off from the podcast. I had just so many things I wanted to talk about, and it was just a really intense week. And it took me a few days to sort of process everything. If I'm going to be completely honest, normally I'm really good. Everything is scheduled. I actually know every single episode that is coming out until November. But I just needed a little break. I needed a brain break because of some things that have happened. So I posted about this on my Instagram stories. I talked about it a little bit. I didn't go into full detail. And I got a ton of commentary wanting to hear my experience, hear about what I've learned. And so while I can't go into full detail yet, maybe one day I will when it is safe to do so. But I want to kind of talk about everything we've been through and how perfect to release this the day after Mother's Day, because I think this is an important part of this conversation. For those of you who don't know, my two oldest, or my two kids, and I call them mine, and I'll get into that in a minute, even though I did not give birth to them. So when I met Glenn in 2018, the boy's bio mom was, she was not in the picture. She was living across the country, and she just was not involved in any way, shape, or form. She would call every 6 to 8 weeks type of a thing. There was zero involvement or input sort of from her. So when I came into the picture, and of course I was working for myself, and all of a sudden my husband didn't need babysitters anymore because of course I'm available to do it. And the boys, they've been great. Glenn and I have been together almost 6 years now. It's been 5 and a half. And never once have the boys treated me like I am not their mom. They have shown me the most love and respect and kindness and everything, because I'm here 24/7. My husband's still the custodial parent. So we are with them a majority of the time. And so therefore they treat me as such. So much so that actually for the first couple of years, nobody knew they were technically my stepchildren. I feel like we all sort of have started to morph into looking like each other, which is kind of funny. And so a few years ago, we've been going through some really nasty custody things. And it has been super frustrating with everything we've had, everything we've endured. It's been really frustrating. And so a few weeks ago, my friend Brandy, and you're going to hear her on the podcast next week, Brandy shared with me this Bible study, I guess you could call it. It was a series of talks, 7 talks. I've linked them in the show notes, from this pastor, Robert Henderson, on the courts of heaven. And I was like, okay, that was kind of timely because we had another custody thing coming up. So I'm like, let me watch this Courts of Heaven thing. They are long. I'm just going to tell you right now, it is so long. They are an hour piece and there are 7 of them. And so I've only made it through 2 full videos, to be perfectly honest, because it was a lot to process and take in. So Robert is this pastor. He's talking about this experience that his son had. And his son went through a divorce. He was in ministry. He went through a divorce and fell into a depression. And like things just were not working out for him. And so this pastor had been praying for his son for 2 years. 2 years. No movement. No change. He's still depressed. He's still like wrestling with things. And then he's presented with this idea on the courts of heaven. And he references Daniel 7, and Daniel talks about basically being in this court, right? He talks about being in court and the book being open and God basically acting as judge. And I was like, that makes sense, right? Because you can approach God as father, you can approach him as friend, and he also is a judge. He judges all things righteously. And so while I don't think that necessarily the courts of heaven look like the American court system or anything like that. But I do fully believe that when you enter into agreement with, I mean, demons, I guess, basically, with Satan, then there are these strongholds that they can have on you. And anyway, it's a crazy story. So Brandy sends this to me. I start listening to it and I am blown away. I took 7 pages of notes front and back, the very first one I listened to. So then I send it to Molly that you've heard on the podcast. I send it to Michelle, who's the founder of Girl Power Alliance. Now it's Kingdom Alliance because we have men in there. And then I send it to my friend Ferris. Okay. So now you're like, okay, this is how this whole conversation really started. Same day. Brandy sent me this by 9 a.m. By 12 o'clock, I'm sending it out to these 3 women. So I was talking to Ferris about it. She had video called me. And the house we live in, we rent. And there's a lot of stuff about the house that we live in. Some very not nice people used to live here and things. There's this one spot in my house that my puppy is afraid of. For whatever reason, she will not walk past this one spot in the house unless you really have to coax her. It's in between coming down my hallway when you get to my kitchen. And so she gets nervous. And unless you're there with her or you really have to call her 117 times to get her to come through this spot in the kitchen, unless it's 6 a.m. and she's been in her crate all night, and then she can bypass it. But for whatever reason, this one spot in the kitchen, terrified. She barks at it. Like, she's terrified of it. And so I was video calling. Ferris had video called me. We were talking and I had just gotten home from Publix. So I got myself a little pub sub, my favorite thing in the entire world. And I put her off. I turned the video portion off, but I was still talking to Ferris because I was carrying a bunch of things and I didn't want her to be in this weird ankle and get vertigo from my phone moving all around while I'm carrying stuff in the house. And Ferris says to me, she's, what just changed? She's, I can feel a visible difference. She's, what did you do? She's, because I can feel something different from the screen, through a screen. And I'm like, that's crazy because, again, she's off camera. And I was like, all I did was come home. And she's, okay, I need you to sit down. She's, there's clearly something in your house. We need to pray about this. So Ferris gets out her prayer book. We're having this conversation. She has this incredible book of prayers, which I have too. I will link it in the show notes for you too. It's so good. And Ferris starts praying about these things in our house. And I heard demons laughing at her. And you might think that this sounds crazy. There is nobody home. It's the middle of the day. It's noon on a Wednesday, right? So nobody, or Tuesday, nobody is home. No, my neighbors are not home. Nobody's home. I could hear these demons laughing at Ferris. Okay. Upped my belief so much. Jesus cast out demons. So if you're like, demons are not a thing, Jesus cast demons out and encouraged his disciples to go do the same. So I'm like, okay, I hear it. The puppy was freaking out the whole time. And then all of a sudden, after Ferris is done praying, she is calm. I'm like, okay, I got it. So I get super into this whole concept of the courts of heaven. And I just start doing a deep dive and I'm soaking in everything. I'm taking so many notes. Actually bought his course for $40 because I was like, I need it compressed and I need it quicker. And so we had a custody thing on the 30th of April. And we've been going through the same custody stuff really since 2019. There's a whole lot of backstory. And like I said, one day maybe I'll share the whole backstory. But for 4.5-ish years, we have been in the exact same courtroom, the exact same judge, everything has been exactly the same. And we get there on the 30th and it's we live in a small town. So I know the sheriff who works there and stuff because I've done jury duty and all those kind of things. So I know the sheriff really well. They actually gave the boys a tour of the whole courthouse too one time when I was there dropping off papers for jury duty. So they got to sit in the judge's seat and all those kind of fun things. So we know them really well. So I walked in and I said, hey, Mr. Roy, where is such and such today? Where's Judge? And he said, oh, he's in this courtroom. And I was like, that's so weird. Glenn and I looked at each other we have never been in this courtroom before. Now, I've been in there before. That's where I had jury duty. And so I knew the layout of this room. That's where the kids have played judge and they think it's so fun. And they've been in the security room and stuff. They actually really love the courthouse. They think it's so fascinating how the courthouse works. So I'm like, I know this courtroom is laid out exactly the opposite, the exact opposite layout. And so I'm like, that's weird. But even it has more windows. It's brighter. Like it looks like a completely different setup. The judge sits on a different side. The jury box is on it. Everything is the exact opposite. And then they have extra things. Like they have a giant podium instead of a small podium. Like it all looks very different. And so I spent 30 minutes the night before just praying about this and really just like taking this to the Lord, getting rid of anything that I felt like was a stronghold over our life or anything like that. Of course, we go in, everything is the exact opposite. And something that we've been praying for 3 years happened in literally 20 minutes. It was such a good outcome. And I was like, my gosh, there really is something to this, because here's this thing that we have been fervently praying for. And because I prayed differently, I listened to the study, I prayed, and I haven't finished the whole thing. So if you get into it and there's something wonky theologically, you just let me know. But something I've been praying for 3 years happened in 20 minutes, and everything was different. Literally, the entire countenance of the room was different. The layout of the room was different. Everything was different. We sat on opposite sides. Like we have sat in the same side of the courtroom and everything, and they're on the same wall. So it's not like you would have thought we would have sat on the exact same sides where we're used to sitting, but we sat on the opposite. Everything was different. It was like the complete switch had been flipped, and I can only attest it to this Court of Heaven stuff that I've been learning. And so now I have his books, taking his course, and just really diving in and trying to see where there are strongholds on things. Maybe there's a stronghold on your business, because maybe you've dabbled with New Age and now there is this thing attached to you from the New Age. Maybe there's a sin you haven't repented for yet. And so the enemy is, hey, I still have a stronghold of this. I think about Job. Job really hadn't done anything, right? And Satan went to God and was like, all right, can I like test him? Can I see where he's at? He had to ask permission to go and disrupt his life, because he wasn't allowed to without God's permission. And so then when we commit things, when we dabble with New Age, when we have sex outside of marriage, when we do all of these things that God says we should not do and should not touch, we are entering into an agreement with demons, right? We're entering into an agreement with Satan. And do I believe 100% Jesus covers all of it? But I also know that we need to repent for the things that we've done. And so I want to encourage you guys to just do a deeper dive on this. I wish I could go into the full details of what has happened for us, but I just know that something truly incredible is coming. We're on the verge of something incredible. And I just want to encourage you to go check this out, even if it sounds crazy, because I thought it sounded crazy too until I saw different results. Something literally we've been praying for years. We got in 20 minutes. And I don't think that would have happened if I hadn't repented of some of these things and approached God as a judge, as opposed to my father and my friend. I approached him like a judge. And some of the things that the Courts of Heaven talks about is remind God of what he says. Remind him of the promises he's made in his scripture. Remind him of those things. And kind of ask him to pass judgment on anything that goes against that. And so that's what I did. And we had a radically different outcome. So I hope that's helpful. I know some of you guys asked about it on Instagram. There's a couple of you that had DM'd me and asked me to talk about this. And I just want to encourage you to go and look into this. I linked in the show notes the prayer book that I have, the Courts of Heaven playlist, and the course that I've taken. It's $40 or some $49, something like that. I want to encourage you to get it, because it has been so good for me and my family and just how I feel and how I relate to the Lord right now. So I just want to encourage that with you guys. So I hope you have a blessed Monday, my friend, and I will talk to you later. Bye. Hey friend, what a joy it has been to share today's journey with you. If you found a spark of inspiration or a nugget of wisdom that resonated, would you bless someone else by sharing this episode with them? It could be the encouragement they need to step into their purpose and calling. Also, if you could spare a moment to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I really appreciate your feedback and it really helps our community grow. Remember, the road to discovering God's call for you isn't one you have to walk alone. So join me again next Monday for another episode where we'll continue to explore the depths of leadership and the heights of our heavenly calling. Until then, keep seeking, keep growing, and keep trusting in His plan. God bless you, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, friend.